You're listening to a podcast from Newstalk ZB. Follow this and our wide range of podcasts now on iHeartRadio.
7 past 7, Easter Monday, holiday breakfast. Roman Travers with you through till 9. Good to have your company too. Hope things are going well. Well, from today, thousands of us will get a cash windfall from the government. Minimum wage is going up 2% to $23.15 an hour. Working for families is increasing by an extra $8 a week. And those on job seeker support without children will see their benefit go from $337.74 to $353.46 a week. Superannuation and student allowance is also increasing. Associate Finance Minister David Seymour joins me right now. And David, a very happy Easter to you.
Yeah, happy Easter to you. I hope you had some time in the sun.
No, if only. Some of us have to keep working, don't we? Is this extra help enough to keep up with the cost of living? Let's boil it down to that.
Well, yes. I mean, these adjustments, this annual general adjustment, is based on either the inflation rate, which is about 4.7%, or increases in average wage, depending on which benefit it is, that's about 5.3%. So each year these adjustments are deliberately set to match inflation. I suspect that a lot of people aren't going to feel that way because it's just been such a tough time so far as the economy goes. But nonetheless, you know, the government has this automatic mechanism that happens on the 1st of April every year, and it's designed exactly to keep up with the cost of living.
Yeah, I just wonder though, David, I wonder for those that are already struggling on the minimum wage and we celebrate the fact that it's going up today, it's only going up by 2%. Will that really make a difference for minimum wage earners?
Well, yes, it will. I mean, you know, it is actually a 2% increase if you're there. But I think it's also important to remember that the number of people who are on the minimum wage and actually leading a household is a very small portion. It's a couple of percent. When we talk about minimum wage, we often have the image of somebody who is, you know, the only and biggest earner in a household with a big family of kids they're trying to support. In reality, when you look at minimum wage earners, they're very rarely the main income earner in the household. Often they'll be students, often they'll be a partner who works part-time but has a full-time breadwinner elsewhere in the household. So when we look at the minimum wage, it's not actually designed to be a way of raising incomes, and it's not a very good way of increasing income because it has a whole lot of other effects on employers. It means that some people don't get jobs at all because employers can't afford to employ. And actually, the way that we help people who don't have a lot of income is things like working for families, which is increasing today. And that is based on whether or not you are supporting children in a household, as are most of the other main benefits.
It must be incredibly frustrating for you and your colleagues to be fiscally responsible as well as address the gaping holes quite literally around the country and metaphorically in people's lives. In terms of the minimum wage, will you look to increase it again at some point?
Yeah, look, I mean, our government is committed to moderate increases in the minimum wage. But I think you have to also put the minimum wage in a bit of context. We've had a government for the previous 6 years that was putting it up by, you know, $1.20 a year some years. It's gone from $15.75 back in 2016 up to $23.15 today. Now, if you get your Ready Reckoner out, that is close to a 50% increase in 6 years. If you look at how much inflation's gone up, it's gone up a lot, about 25% in that period. Minimum wage has actually gone up twice as fast as inflation over the past 6 years. If you look at average wages, they've gone up a bit faster than inflation, but not much. So the minimum wage has actually gone up much quicker than just about anything else in New Zealand these last 6 years. This government is moderating that, frankly, because those people who are trying to run businesses have had the government's welfare objectives put onto them, and they're also really hurting.
Yeah, David Seymour, ACT Party leader and Associate Finance Minister.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.